Thanks for joining us on Artworks. I'm Yael Cassander. Mark Kidd's exhibition of photographs at the Ivy Tech John Waldron Art Center is called Long-Term Parking, which might seem at first ironic, considering his life and his photography has been a study in long-term driving. Having driven for one of the country's big two delivery services for decades, Kidd's been taking pictures on the road for even longer. But his first major road trip was largely undocumented.
I was given a camera when I was 16. I'm still living at home, and one of the first things I did when I got out on my own was have to pawn the camera.
Kidd was heading west at the time, having spent his early teenage years in Indiana.
My act didn't play well in Peoria, as they say. and so I was encouraged to take advantage of an opportunity to move to San Francisco. And I left Indiana with a little bit of money and a French car, a green Renault station wagon with one taillight and no heater. And it was winter. I remember as I was leaving, the snow was coming out of the east and it was blowing at my back. And thanks to the Renault, I got to stop a lot along Route 66, sometimes waiting for parts. And, yeah, that's kind of where the camera ended up in the pawn shop, was in Albuquerque waiting for a generator to arrive. And, you know, in 1970, French parts, well, even now, parts for French cars, I don't know where they come from. But that one in Albuquerque, that set me back a few days. But in the big scheme of things, it was a watershed moment.
Why having to pawn his camera for a generator to get farther down the road can be seen in retrospect as a watershed moment might become apparent when you look at Mark Kidd's photos. In color and black and white, the pictures are an ode to a world you can only see from the window of a car veering off the beaten track. Where the old roadside landmarks haven't been razed and carted off in preparation for new construction, the picture's elegiac tone seems to issue straight out of Kidd's teenage sense of regret at not being able to capture the scenery he was observing on that first trip down Route 66.
I just remember seeing all these things that I wanted to remember, and I knew that I wouldn't remember them as vividly as I would have liked to. And it was an era and a place that you got the impression, even in the 70s, that it wasn't going to last much longer. And I just feel like I missed a chance on my trip to document the things that I was seeing. So thus began a span of 35 years of, used cameras and the body of work.
And during those 35 years, spent out west and for the last decade back in Indiana, it's as if Kidd's been trying to make up for the things he missed shooting on that first road trip, some of which did stick around after all.
One of my favorite shots is Dust Bowler. You know, it's 50 yards off of Route 66. It's a Dust Bowl era car. It's behind this iconic motel, the Wigwam. And, it was once a luxury car. It's pointed west still. And, it's been converted from a luxury car into a beast of burden, really. It's got the rack and a wrought iron rack on the top and a wooden thing built on the back for just carrying a family in flight. Their time was up and they were fleeing this national tragedy, the Dust Bowl. And they made it as far as Holbrook, Arizona, and that's where the car stopped, and it's still sitting there, and it's sinking into the earth, and the elements are taking their toll. And, to me, that's just kind of a piece of what I think of as, not really living history, but more like a skeletal history. It's still there, doesn't do anything, but over the years, enough people have found reverence for that thing that it's not been hauled off, it's not been cut up, and destroyed. It's still there.
And the way that you've pictured it, you have it in a face-off with a teepee that's part of the motel there.
The Wigwam Motel is an iconic Route 66 motel that is one of the few that have really survived and intact. Many are still standing. you know, each room is a cement wigwam. And this car facing toward there, and I think the car probably crapped out there before the wigwam motel. It's, you know, it's kind of a cycle of the economy. You know, you had these people that were desperate, and this is where they ended up. And fast forward 20 years or more, and, you know, Route 66 has become a wonderland, a kind of a comic symbol of excess, American excess. And every place was competing with every place else for attention. And now it's become kind of a dust bowl.
Deciphering the nation's economic peaks and valleys in the detritus along abandoned highways is not, however, Kidd's intention.
You know, the Dust Bowler shot is really heavily symbolic, but for the most part, that's not what I'm thinking when I'm taking a shot. I'm trying to get away from feeling like every picture has to tell a story, you know. I used to try to do that. I waited all day by a river in Santa Cruz, California, for two ducks to swim close enough to the two shopping carts that were sticking up out of the water. And I just thought it was hilarious, you know. I really thought that that's, you know, this is great. And, you know, it might have been in 1970 or something when the ecology, you know, came on the scene, when we started caring about litter and things. But I've not had great success with trying to make statements like that, political or social statements.
Nonetheless, Kidd's photos make a tacit statement about the dignity of the lives lived in the rundown places he shoots.
I will not shoot personal misfortune, you know, a dilapidated house that people live in. I think that's out of bounds. I was tempted one day. There's a van that drives around, and he's got a broken window out of the van, and he has it patched up with an ironing board. And, you know, that's pretty tempting, you know, when you think about it, because it's funny. And, it's not funny, but it's funny. And, you know, you'd laugh about it with your friends, but at the same time, you're like, oh, isn't that terrible, you know? But to take a picture of that and to, you know, do something with that picture, it is exploitative, and I'm not comfortable with it.
Kidd's reserve contrasts with the trend in contemporary photography that superficially shares some of the same imagery. Pictures of burned-out buildings in Detroit, for example.
A lot of people are doing that now. There's a word for it. It's even called decay porn, I think. And the people in Detroit are tired of people coming up there with cameras and nosing around. Now, Dorothea Lange did important work highlighting the misfortune of people during the Dust Bowl era. You know, I mean, people in Washington and New York didn't have any idea what was going on in the Dust Bowl until they started seeing images. It was informative, but it did show the desperation of people and families being torn apart, lives lost and fortunes lost.
Neither reformist, as Lange's iconic picture Migrant Mother proved to be, nor exploitative, Kidd's photos evince a down-to-earth intimacy with his subject matter. When you're driving a rural route these days, you are sometimes shooting along the way. You're seeing things that inspire you. And you're delivering packages to people along the way. These are people that you probably see every day that you know pretty well. Being deeply acquainted with that community and shooting it, does that change it?
Absolutely. I mean, it's not like I know these people very well. I just know that they're people. And they are where they are. They have what they have, and sometimes it's not really pretty.
And sometimes it is.
There's one trailer shot called Lot 27. It's a tiny trailer, and it's an old trailer. It's not worth much, but whoever lives in that trailer has surrounded it with little flower pots and little things that they found pretty. And the same thing goes for, you know, the shot Birdhouse. It's a bright pink house surrounded by a dirt yard, you know, but for at least one day, somebody went and bought some paint and painted their house bright pink, hot pink, you know. And it's those efforts that it kind of say to me that it's like, we haven't given up here, you know. We're still here, and we're still hopeful.
But the photos don't beat you over the head with a message. At the end of the day, kids' motivation for shooting is mostly aesthetic. The imagery may suggest socioeconomic and ecological meaning, but he chooses it out of visual enjoyment.
An old pump house, a railroad undercrossing that, the people that built it had, they couldn't care less what the thing looked like as long as it worked, you know? And now it's kind of become something that's like, wow, you know, look at that cool thing. And these are the things that when I see a rusting truck in a field or whatever the case may be, something broken or abandoned, left behind, to me, that's a happy moment.
Of course, there's some wistfulness there. These pictures tell the story of someone born just a little late, right as Detroit was rolling out its most classic models, and the nascent interstate system was sounding the death knell for Route 66 and similarly picturesque byways. The romance of the road is never far from kids' enterprise.
People love to look at little trailers, for example. The little trailer that you haul behind your car that were popular in the 60s. And I don't know if they're kind of cute, but I think also it makes people think that, you know, that's what I should have done. You know, I should have packed it all in that little trailer and gone to wherever.
But it's not all bittersweet. The exuberance of the teenager heading out on Route 66 in an old beater is still there. But this time, he's held on to his camera, and he's got a job that feeds his habit.
You know, I'm a mailbox nerd, you know. I can't tell you off the top of my head how many mailbox pictures that I have. And, you know, it's like they don't appeal to everyone. But whenever I put a mailbox shot on Facebook, the reaction is always from other drivers. You know, you do something, you love it. You know, you love it for a reason. And in my case, I love my job because of the things that I get to see, you know.
Mark Kidd's exhibition, Long-Term Parking, is on view on the top floor of the Ivy Tech John Waldron Arts Center through August 29th. You may see some of Kidd's photos on our website at wfiu.org/arts. For WFIU Arts, I'm Yael Cassander.